بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with the sunnats and the adab of the masjid, yesterday we spoke about dressing appropriately. The second adab is to remove any foul odor from your body, clothing or mouth before entering the masjid. Example, after eating onions or something with a foul odor, or standing near a fire, etc. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stood on the minbar and he said to the people that you are eating these things and you are coming to the masjid. When I saw a time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, someone ate these things and came to the masjid and he was taken out of the masjid right till Baqi. So these are normally permissible, but during salah time and coming to the masjid, then one should not have the smell of raw onions in the mouth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who eats from this foul smelling tree, garlic or onions, should not come close to our masjid, for the angels are inconvenienced through the bad odor of those things through which humans are inconvenienced. Now, when I looked at this hadith, we also understand what is normally permissible outside the masjid sometimes becomes impermissible inside the masjid. So how bad it is if someone is doing something which is haram and impermissible outside the masjid, inside the masjid. For example, musical ringtones playing in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have been sent to break musical instruments. Now a person comes in salah and he's playing it and then he's disturbing others also. So how bad is that? Or someone is sitting at the back of the masjid looking at a video, or look at a picture, or browsing the net and you can't help the pictures that come there. Sometimes when advert comes there, woman's feet, legs, etc., all that is being viewed in the masjid. Look at WhatsApp and on the status someone's picture is there in the masjid, woman's picture, etc., man's picture in the masjid, person is viewing it, he's not thinking bad about it. So when it's not permissible for a person to eat something permissible because of the smell and come to the masjid, because the angels are inconvenienced, and how much worse this will be if a person comes and is playing music in the masjid or is looking at wrong. The next adab is applying itar before coming to the masjid if you are able to. On the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perform a ghusl, make miswak and apply itar if one is able to. Then proceed to the masjid calmly in a dignified manner. Do not come running to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, in our masjid, by and large, we don't have this problem. But I remember there are certain masjids I was in where you could actually hear the people running into the masjid. Alhamdulillah, we don't have that so much here. But other places, this is a problem. So we should not be running to catch the rakat, for example. Whatever you miss, you can complete it afterwards. It is better to be in the state of wuzu when entering the masjid. One should be in a state of wuzu when entering the masjid. Look at the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as long as one remains in his musalla, waiting for salah, he receives the reward of one who is in salah. And the angels continue to make dua for him. Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, O Allah, forgive him, O Allah, have mercy on him. And he gets reward until he leaves the masjid, or hadath occurs in the masjid. Sahabi asked, what is this hadath? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if wind is passed and a person breaks his wuzu in the masjid, then this dua stops. But as long as he has wuzu in the masjid, then the angels are making dua for him. And there are many duas to recite when proceeding to the masjid, when entering the masjid. One of the duas that are mentioned here, and the virtue is that whoever reads this dua when leaving for the masjid gets the special mercy of Allah. And 70,000 angels make dua for his forgiveness. You should try to learn this dua. I also learned it recently, about a few months ago. Try and learn this dua to acquire the special mercy of Allah and 70,000 angels making dua for forgiveness. Now imagine we're coming for Jummah Salah and we're reading this dua. We're getting the special mercy of Allah and 70,000 angels dua for us of forgiveness. Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqti sa'ilina alayka. وأسألك بحق ممشاي هذا فإني لم أخرج أشرا ولا بطرا ولا رياء ولا سمعة وخرجت اتقاء سخطك وابتغاء مرضاتك فأسألك أن تعيذني من النار وأن تغفر لي ذنوبي إنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. The translation is, O Allah, I beg you through the intermediary of those who turn to you in dua, and I beg you through the intermediary of this walking of mine. For indeed I have neither come out due to pride nor boastfulness, nor to show off, nor to impress people. I have come out fearing your anger and seeking your pleasure. Thus I beg you to save me from the fire of Jahannam and to forgive my sins. Indeed, only you can forgive sins. In Musnad Ahmad it is mentioned that 70,000 angels make dua for his forgiveness, and he receives the special mercy of Allah till he completes his salah. And there's one more dua mentioned, the dua for Noor. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi noora, wa fi lisani noora, wa ja'al fi sam'i noora, wa ja'al fi basari noora, wa ja'al min khalfi noora, wa min amami noora, wa ja'al min fawqi noora, wa min tahti noora. Allahumma a'ti noora. Oh Allah, instill in my heart, in my tongue, in my hearing, in my vision, Noor, and place behind me Noor, and before me Noor, and place above me Noor, and below me Noor. Oh Allah, bless me with Noor. So these are beautiful, beautiful du'as a person can read when coming to the masjid, and obviously when entering the masjid, Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, enter with the right foot, and read the du'a, Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik. That is the basic du'a we learn. There are other du'as also, Allahumma aftah lana abwaba rahmatik, wa sahhil lana abwaba rizq. Rizqik. O Allah, open the doors of your mercy for us and make easy for us the avenues of sustenance. And there are other du'as also mentioned in the hadith. Whatever we know, we read it. But let us pay attention where the sliding door is. We read the du'a, we enter with the right foot, and same place we exit with the left foot. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.